Welcome to 92.1 FM, Muslim Community Radio. You're on the Fabrics of Life. We have today with us Sister Iman Masalhi, a nutritionist, and she's here to tell us how to keep healthy in Ramadan. For those who don't know you, Sister Iman is a nutritionist and she came on the show with us before.
Yes, we had her for Balancing Act.
A Balancing Act.
Yes, and we have her again in Ramadan, and she's going to be telling us more about herself for those that don't know her. And we can start with you, Sister Iman.
So, assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum
Like salam. You've already introduced me, I'm the nutritionist that's been popping up on the radio every now and then.
And you're going to be our regular, inshallah.
Inshallah. And today we're talking about some advice for those who are fasting Ramadan.
Can we start by asking you, what general advice do you have for our listeners about how to get through the month of Ramadan with minimal complications?
So, inshallah, yes. So my number one advice would be to take it slowly at iftar time.
Okay, take what slow? Can you be more specific?
So the rushing of the food. And don't mix too many types of food. This is very important.
You know what? In saying that, I agree with you, because when you eat slower, you sort of enjoy your food more.
True.
And after fasting, you don't get that stitch
or that
stomach ache.
That
especially with kids. And that's a very good, important point you make. What else?
So people tend to mix a lot of food and drink at that time. Like it's mixed. You know, you want your drink, you want your food. So because our digestive system has been at rest for a minimum of 14 hours, we need to introduce the food back into the system slowly.
Right.
SubhanAllah, that's why it's best to begin with either water or dates.
Mm-hmm.
So this blessed month is also a month of replenishing our health.
Right.
In that our digestive organs get to rest and reset.
Mm-hmm.
So during these hours of fasting, our bodies go through a process called autophagy.
Mm-hmm.
Which simply is a process that breaks down and recycles old or damaged cells in our body.
Wow.
So how do we benefit from this process? Well, this process, it's said, may help protect us from many diseases, and one of them is being Alzheimer's. This process also lowers our blood sugar and reduces inflammation in the body.
Mm-hmm.
So it's working for our
for
is
us. That why, subhanAllah, Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, yani allamna, or taught us in English in saying that to have a date and then pray. And then come and eat.
That's right. Yeah,
give ourselves more time. We've got all night to
eat
until dawn or until Fajr, subhanAllah.
And having that day and praying, or having that sip of water and praying, it just like wakes up your digestive system. It's like, you know, the food is getting ready, you know, you're getting ready to eat.
Yeah, and you know, in doing that, I feel like you sit down and eat, not worrying like the time is going to finish and you need to get up and hurry to pray. It's more comforting that way.
Yeah.
It's more comfortable.
Yeah, so to reduce complications, going back to the question, during this month, I recommend to eat a light iftar. Mm-hmm. So try to keep some, and also try to keep like your exercise up as much as you can.
Right.
And try to get up to suhoor in order to have enough energy for the next day.
What do you mean by light iftar? Can you specify?
Light iftar, like I said, not mixing too many different types of food. So you've got the rice, so you've got the meat, and then you've got the salad, the soup, the potatoes. Like everything's just coming in all at once, you know, that's what I mean by mixing and just keep it light. Maybe keep it like just to one, I know it's
dish.
A bit hard, one dish. Yeah.
Like you can have soup and your dish.
Yeah, soup and
not
your
to
dish.
Mix too many dishes.
Yeah, not too many different types of food. That's what I was referring to,
yeah. How about heavy food?
Heavy food,
like
I would say
water anab,
maybe if you can have 4, 5, 6 with your bowl of soup, that's better than having like
light
a dozen or
keep it light.
Or more, keep it light.
Wow. Yeah.
Interesting.
Can you imagine to have 4 wada'ana with it?
I think we need to work on ourselves to put this into practice.
Like she's saying that and I'm thinking, oh my God, how much do we eat? We do eat a lot, don't we?
Subhanallah.
Barakallahu fiki.
Now in regard to our fluids, how do we keep our fluids up in Ramadan?
So when it comes to fluids, also in moderation.
Mm-hmm.
I know it could be a hot day and you get thirsty during the day, but also to help you not get thirsty would be to reduce your salty and sweet foods at iftar and suhoor.
Mm-hmm.
So sometimes people think that it's sweet, it doesn't matter. No, that will cause you to be thirsty the next day.
Yeah.
Right.
So try not to also drink with your meal. It's best not to drink with your meal. Or if you need to drink, then drink a small amount. That also takes getting used to as well. So it's also the best time to drink the water would be about an hour after your meal.
Okay.
Right.
You could wait for an hour after the meal just so that your body can absorb that water properly so it's not mixed in with all that food.
Mashallah. So you wouldn't say drink it before the meal?
You can have a sip.
If you're fasting.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unless you want to just have it and then wait like 20 minutes and then start your iftar. That's a bit difficult.
How about if we have a sip of water?
Yeah, you can have sip, definitely. Mm. But I'm talking about like a cup. You know when you're thirsty, you just go for that cup. Yeah.
I guess it's harder when it's hot.
Yeah.
It's hot weather. You tend to go and drink more water than you eat. Inshallah, the weather will be cool by then. How should we keep up our fluids in Ramadan was just mentioned. But what I'm going to ask is, what approach do you suggest we take regarding meal planning in Ramadan?
So during this blessed month, my advice regarding meal planning is don't spend the majority of your day shopping, preparing, cooking all day up to iftar time.
And spend hours in the kitchen.
So Ramadan shouldn't be a month of fancy feasting. It should be simple, light, nourishing meals to keep your strength up in order to do the obligations and gain as much reward as we can.
Sahih.
Yeah. Mm. So in reality, most of us have families and we need to put food on the table.
Right.
Come iftar time. My advice would be cook early on in the day. The earlier, the better. So you get to attend also the circles of knowledge, which usually start at asr time.
Yeah.
So don't let that one meal at iftar be your main concern and occupation all day.
Yeah.
Right.
SubhanAllah. Now, you mentioned exercise. You told us to exercise as much as we can, but how can we do it if we're fasting in Ramadan?
So when it comes to exercise, for those who love to hit the gym, do so at least 4 hours after you've had your meal.
4 hours.
So as to not interrupt digestion. To all others, I would say listen to your body. If you're feeling energetic, by all means exercise while fasting. If not, rest and resume your exercise program after Ramadan.
Yeah.
How about so during dawn, after Fajr or before?
That would be beautiful if you could get up and do a bit of walking or maybe light exercises,
SubhanAllah. So people can do it actually before they go to work, if they're used to exercise, that is.
SubhanAllah.
If someone feels very hungry during the day of fasting, what tips do you have for those people?
So for those who feel very hungry during the fasting day, I would say delay your suhoor as late as possible. By that, I mean according to the latest time permissible to still eat before Fajr. Obviously, leaving enough time to rinse and clear one's throat of any food particles before beginning their fast. Also, eating mainly whole foods. So foods that sustain one's energy for longer periods. Try to limit or not consume any processed foods.
What do you mean by whole food, if you can explain
that? Whole foods, so foods that are not processed. Whole vegetables, for example, like the grilled veggies, instead of having it processed with a lot of other things, like with the wheat and the corn. So that's what I mean by whole foods.
Yeah. Right. How about protein? Should they be having more protein?
You don't have to have more protein regarding, like, while you're fasting. It's not a big issue. Keep going with your normal food as you would.
I'm saying that because I know some people now, like they got used to having more proteins, they've cut down the carbs and they're having salads and protein and they intend on keeping that in Ramadan. Is there any harm in not having carbs in Ramadan or is it better?
There's no harm in it, but like I said at the start, Ramadan is already, it's resetting all your organs and it's like health-wise, you're already getting that benefit. So no matter what program you're on, you can continue with it if you feel you have to or you need to. Or if not, you can just have your light meals. That still does a lot of benefit to the body. Fasting has a lot of benefits health-wise, subhanAllah.
Yes, it does, doesn't it?
Now, if someone does overeat when they break their fast, what could happen to them?
Many things, I guess.
So overeating generally leads to weight gain, indigestion and feeling heavy and, to say the least, lazy and lethargic. So those who overeat will also overdrink, which leads to feeling like they also need to sleep more.
Yeah.
And the cycle begins. So after sleeping so long, you feel hungry and so forth. It's an unhealthy cycle, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
Like overeating, it's just, yeah. So if you've realized, most people start to eat less and less as Ramadan progresses.
Yeah.
And near the end. Subhanallah, the body habituates to only having one meal a day and it's able to cope without any hunger or thirst issues.
Isn't that amazing?
You get used to it. Yeah.
Yeah, it's really amazing. Now they're doing intermittent fasting.
Yeah.
And it's the big thing nowadays.
Yeah.
So we've been doing it for how long, subhanAllah? Yeah. And how much good do you feel about it at the end of the night, after you break your fast and you stay comfortable? And like you said, to do the obligations as well.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah, of Ramadan. How can fasting people maintain energy throughout the day?
To maintain your energy, I would say try eating nutrient-dense foods, such as the figs, dates, eggs, pine nuts, pistachios, sweet potatoes, oats, sultanas. This is just to name a few.
Mm-hmm.
And also eating low glycemic index foods. So these are foods that are absorbed slowly by the body, causing a gradual increase in blood sugar levels. These foods also help with weight management and reduce the risk of diabetes and sustain your energy throughout the day.
SubhanAllah.
Yeah.
So natural sweet food like dates
and
anything that's natural is better than having the Lebanese sweets with the ashtar and atar and all of that to go with. You know, I can't have sweets straight away after I eat. I need a break of about 3 hours before I could have a little bit of sweets. SubhanAllah. I feel like I get sick if I straight away have sweets after my meal. That's why it's not good to have it after each other, isn't it?
It's become like a thing where you got to have your dessert right after your meal, which is really opposite to how we're supposed to be eating.
Sahih.
Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
So your fruit comes before your meal.
That's why we have the date before the meal, SubhanAllah.
Now, I wanted to ask you, now, in regard to weight loss, weight gain after the month of Ramadan, what do you think the trend is and how can we, like, maintain a good weight? I mean, like, by the end of Ramadan, usually what happens? Are people gaining weight or losing weight?
So that depends on how you're eating, basically.
Yeah. And isn't every individual is different?
Oh, yeah, every individual is different. But there is like a baseline sort of a thing that we go by. So weight loss will occur when you don't eat for a certain amount of hours each day.
Mm-hmm.
So when you do eat, you eat a small amount, which isn't enough to compensate for all the food you skipped while fasting.
Mm-hmm.
This results in a deficit in energy and results in weight loss.
Right.
Yeah. So definitely weight loss can be caused by fasting because going hours without food, the body exhausts its sugar stores and therefore starts burning fat.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're going to eat a whole lot of iftar time, you are compensating for all the hours you've been fasting.
Yeah.
So basically some people find their weight stays the same.
Mm-hmm.
Some people feel like they've gained it. Mm-hmm. Because after iftar, how many people are actually getting out there and moving or hitting the gym? Very few people.
Yeah. Yeah.
SubhanAllah.
You know, I'm really happy to have you here. You've sort of explained to our listeners what they should be doing in Ramadan and how they should maintain eating and even like exercise or even maintain their weight. Some people get really sick in Ramadan and they can't sort of get up during the day.
Yeah.
With those people, what do you advise them to do at night before Fajr?
So like I said, I would advise them, depending on their health situation as well, what they are and aren't able to eat, I would advise to eat mainly the nutrient-dense foods.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe drink more water than they would normally, or maybe go for more water.
Right.
If they're feeling like they're dehydrated, it depends on their situation.
Mm-hmm.
But suhoor time would be the time to deal with that issue.
So when you say nutrient-dense foods, can you give examples?
Yeah, like I said, the figs, the dates, they're nutrient-dense. And if someone was to just go by those foods, the dates, the figs, you've got the pistachios, the pine nuts, raisins, and they were not able to eat anything more than that, that would be enough to, like, that would be enough to go through the next day.
Wow.
Right.
Because the body's getting all it needs.
That's a very good, important message you're saying. It's even good for children to get them used to eating that instead of having them eat lollies and chocolates and chips. Like some of them don't eat much and then they go to that sort of food.
Yeah.
So I think it's good to introduce our children to that and have it in front of them.
Definitely.
And to teach them, like, to stay healthy and keep fit as well at the same time. And like you're saying, it's very nutritional for them. So that will they'll survive during the day while fasting.
Yeah.
MashaAllah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add? You've covered everything, mashaAllah, okay, in a short period of time. Is there any advice you'd like to give or anything we've missed?
No, we've basically covered most of the stuff we need to be talking about.
Alhamdulillah.
Barakallahu fiki. Well, I'm sure our listeners are going to enjoy this segment as much as we have. And we'd like to say happy Ramadan for you.
Barakallahu fiki. Thank you.
And inshallah, we'll have you more in regular segments with us on the show talking about nutrition, inshallah, after Ramadan.
Inshallah. I've enjoyed my time with you discussing these important topics.
Thank you for joining us.
Thank you.